Craig Neiman is the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, and what he does in his spare time around this time of year, I would suggest, is probably sleep. Craig, a busy old time. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. Yeah, busy time for a lot of people in Greater Bendigo, preparing for a really big weekend.
Yes, of course, and lots of Easter events, the main thing being the, obviously, 150th Easter Fair, but there's so many things within that that it's pretty important to sort of plan your weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, there's so much on. We haven't had an Easter Fair or festival for the last 2 years, so we've been waiting for this 150th celebration for a bit longer than normal. It's a four-day event, so it's running over Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. There's a whole host of the normal activities, from the wood turners to the art show to the book sale to the hole-in-one out at Kangaroo Flat, and then Roslyn Park comes alive, of course, with so many different activities, the markets, etc. And then we've, of course, got the Awakening of the Dragon on Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. at Digum Sand, the Torchlight Procession on Sunday evening, so from 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m., followed by fireworks over Roslyn Park, and then the Gala Parade, the 150th Gala Parade, which will commence at 12:30 on Monday. Dai Gum Lung, the world's longest imperial dragon, will make his first solo appearance in the streets of Bendigo. Down View Street, along Pall Mall, Macrae Street, ends at Bridge Street. So lots and lots happening. A few street closures worth mentioning too, Robbo. Pall Mall from the Fountain through to Bridge Street is going to be closed from tomorrow morning through till Monday evening. So there'll be detours around that part, and other parts of the streets obviously have to be closed for the different activities at different times. So be aware of that. There's plenty of information on the Bendigo Easter Festival website, maps, parking options, all those sorts of things. So I encourage people to have a good look at that before they head into town.
Yeah. So other than that, not much going on?
It's a huge planning and logistics exercise. I do want to say thank you to everyone that's got it to this point.
Yeah.
The Easter Fair Committee have worked tirelessly, and then a lot of our staff get involved, obviously, but a lot of volunteers from right across the community help make this event happen. We've been calling out for volunteers for a little while, but there's so many people get involved in making this event happen. It's our biggest event for the year, and we do it really well, and the weather's going to be fantastic. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
Yeah, congratulations to all. Hey, also, the other big news is that the Commonwealth Games 2026 coming to Victoria, and, of course, great regional centres like Bendigo and surrounds are going to play a crucial part in it as well.
How good is this?
Yeah.
Commonwealth Games. So regional Victoria will host the Commonwealth Games, Bendigo, Ballarat, Geelong, Gippsland predominantly. The opening ceremony will be held in Melbourne, and then the athletes will distribute to the regional centres. Bendigo will get to host netball, which is an amazing outcome. It's fantastic. Lawn bowls, some road cycling, squash, T20 cricket and weightlifting, and there may well be other sports coming our way as well. There's still a bit more work to be done in just allocating exactly where everything will be. Huge amount of planning and delivery to go into this one, Robbo. This is going to take a lot of effort over what appears to be a good time frame, but 4 years will go really quickly. They've got to build an athletes village somewhere in Bendigo to house the athletes while they're here, and that's not just in hotel accommodation, because I'll need that for all the visitors that will come. So there's a bit of work to happen. We'll have lots of discussions over the next weeks, but it's what a fantastic opportunity to showcase our region.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. It's a really exciting news. And finally, this morning, Craig, the city is set to commence the next stage of the Strathfield, say, community hub redevelopment as well.
Yeah, so a lot of people know this as Club Court. Head at Strathfield, so we've been doing works on it for a number of years to sort of bring it up to contemporary standards. Stage one's complete, which included development of female-friendly change facilities with a growing number of females participating in cricket and soccer and football. And then the next stage supports the needs of the Strathfield Say Bowls Club, the Strathfield Say Scouts, and creating some community spaces that will be able to be better used by the community. And then there'll be a third stage to finish off sort of the exterior things, the landscaping and pathways and infrastructure to connect everything together. So a really important project for that community, and staged over a number of years, but it'll be a really really great outcome when that's complete.
Yeah. No, terrific stuff. Well, Craig, congratulations to you as well for your part in leading troops through this build-up to Easter. It's going to be wonderful, and we'll be broadcasting 8 till midday every day from the Rotunda in Rossie Park. Come on down and say good day, and look forward to it. Really exciting stuff. So thank you, mate, and all the best.
Thanks, Robbo. And just a very quick reminder, no bin collection tomorrow. It'll be Saturday morning.
Okay.
So if you're a Friday bin collection, it'll get picked up Saturday morning.
So if you say, where's your bin? I'll say, I've been down to Rossie Park watching the festival. That's where I've been.
Indeed.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Craig.
Goody. Thanks, Robbo.
Cheers. It's 9 to 8. We're going to check in on Cheese and Crackers coming up very soon here on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.